This is the first day of the July 3 days retreat 2014 retreat in Springwater. As I step out into the deck, after the bell rang, feeling the fresh air, at the same time, the warm, of a full sun shining through everything. A few clouds, you know, setting in the perimeter, you know, leaf moving. Such a softness and simpleness. Lack of tension, conflict, just a space, boundless space. For every single thing to exist in their own way, leaf way, tree way, wind way, chirping birds. And it's true for all of us, you know. There is a space for anything. To be here. As it is, and not wanting to get rid of, change it. Even those movements, if it happened that the light of the sun revealed also too, that can be also here. And amazingly, when it is clearly seen, all these embedded old habits, the beauty is that they don't need to do what they used to do. In the new, in the freshness, the old gets refreshed and kind of understand the place, its place at the table. Meaning, can be here, of course. But there is an understanding of the limitation, where they come from. We can hear the old voice that are not updated. They sound incoherent, not coherent anymore. can be revealed also the misleading kind of suggestion. When there is a feeling of hurt or not love, and then suggesting that it's because of this, because of that, because of somebody else, lack of sensitivity. Well, that can be true, but the hurt, why? Why getting hurt? If it's clear seen that sometime from this mouth come phrases that may lack sensitivity many times. And they usually come from some ideas or wanting things to be different, or feeling that I have the right question, the right answer. And on those moments there is not love operating there. There is not caring, there is no compassion. There is not taking everything into account. Because it's just about me getting this or that or not this or that. We can see how the whole thing close up. So whatever comes, even suggestion to do this or that, you can hear the lack of broadness, the lack of kind of looking at all the details around, not perfect, which this action may cause. And in the revealing what the effect may be, so the whole statement and the wanting and the suggestion begin to change by itself, not because somebody else said, oh no, but because we see the common sense. So it's no longer my idea against your idea. But it's more, let's look at the facts. I find that very essential, at least in my own life. To live in a world which Wayne said yesterday, which I resonate with, live in a world which is myself also, and to really dance around the so many conditions and personality and ways. Really, that there have to be an intimacy with what is going on right here. And in that intimacy in which whatever we see is like an extension of what we have seen here, either actually or have been seen. But awareness is, the intelligence is such that when that memory of that behavior judgmental behavior was forgotten because I began in this moment to make a judgment of the same behavior that happened a while ago. In my life, it's amazing how pretty soon that comes into the attention. I say, oh, why am I judging? It's just exactly what I did. So I often say that the more, that's what the emphasis is, the exploration is to just wonder about what is going on right now, right here. The hurt, the discomfort, the wanting something different, peace, happiness. Whatever that may be. And kind of turning the light or the eyes inwardly. And the possibilities there that can be revealed may be the memory, a old feeling that got triggered by somebody's comment. All this brings understanding how we function, this mind function. Allowing us to really understand others. We can call it compassion. Because we are not dividing ourselves. We just see ourselves in everything. And this is not an ideal. This is factual. You can investigate for yourself and find out. Find out about what I will call it. Let's look at personality, and I will call it, for this moment, our mistaken identity that we have been living for ages, that we have been taking for the truth about myself. Which is an accumulation of life experience at all levels, even, who knows, DNA, tendency that comes. All those voices and stories that tell us that we are not capable, not good enough, incompetent and also a very intelligent person. A very creative person, knows better than anybody in that field. So it's a whole play of images, pictures that have been built through all these impressions that have taken a whole lifetime, which we carry and manifest moment to moment. And none of that, one characteristic is that never have been questioned. Always has been taken for the truth of what I am. At the same time, it's very complex because I have ideas how other people are. People that we meet and impress us in one way or another. And it's amazing how that impression gets inbuilt in the brain, that next time we see each other there is either a warmth or an apprehension. If the last time we were together were not so happy, a happy moment, or a conflict, or some conflict, some hurt happened between us. So there is this protecting, because that memory is working. So there is no more freshness, isn't it? When we look at each other's face, now I can say, what is meditation? I can question myself. And the understanding that has come about for myself is I don't know exactly what is. Because it's more of a doing, it's not a doing, but it's more of being. Watching, aware. I can say that. So meditation is life itself. It's the light that reveals. That it reveals the truth of what it is. Or in a story coming in. So when the clarity is there, the awareness is there, that is just the story. It's an amazing thing. It's a wake-up moment. for me it was, to realize the first time that a thought was just a thought. This mind couldn't imagine, couldn't figure out. Was mind-blowing. And not the whole story made out of many, many, many words and complex theory and analysis. That all that, when that began to be in question, because it was the clarity that thought is just thought. So, what is this, you know? Begin to realize the damage that all that identification with the story, I could see my entire life as a big story with a lot of painful situation, painful chapter, fear chapter, anger chapter. Envy, jealousy, that I have taken to be real. I am not saying either that that identification doesn't happen still. And what I mean is, even when somebody says something, let's say, that I don't like, immediately I feel a crunch in my stomach, a tensing. I am calling that the identification, that's the reaction of feeling target. Is the false feeling that I got hurt by somebody else. It's physical. Maybe that can be like a wake-up bell when we feel this kind of bracing or wanting to hide or protect in such a way, resisting a situation, an idea, a suggestion. Can there be a wonder in those moments? Right there, those precious moments that are opportunity I am lately kind of, I will venture to say that this crunchiness, this reaction, this that we can call it painful, whatever, this can be or are a doorway to be with whatever is here, and it is that. And in the direct meeting, miracle happened yesterday. People talking about miracle. Space open up, surprises, challenging the imagination of the mind. That truly there is nothing to be done. Challenging this mind, you know, in my grow up, my father, you know, the more you work, the better you work. The more difficult the struggle was, the best reward you got. So everything had to be kind of in a struggling mode. If that didn't work, why? You have to fight to get it. And so my brother were more affected than myself because I don't know why, maybe the culture, women were not so in target. Women play for my father at least more passive role, so didn't need this aggressive energy. But nevertheless, I learned. Yeah. So ingrained it is. I remember time that, you know, when a situation appeared, and just the thought that, a thought I will say, leave the whole thing alone. I will say it's crazy, you know, you need to do something about it. If not, it will go wild. Who is going to fix it? And I feel the fear. I'm learning that is in this space, boundless space, that all these knots from the past really dissolve. And if some action is needed, it will be there. But an action that is not coming from this efforting, from ideas and habit, but just an action that is intelligent, is appropriate, is coming from the situation itself. And nothing perfect, I will say. I don't want to describe a perfect situation because it doesn't really exist. The situation, yes, doesn't really exist, the situation that is perfect. But I will say that what is really perfect, complete, whole is awareness. But it's not mine or yours or anybody. And it comes because it's here, available, the moment space open up, light shine. I was sitting in the balcony, memories coming. And I felt the urge to really be here, I cannot say. And as the stillness permeate, witnessing the little notes kind of giving in, giving in, giving in, entering, traveling, maybe dark areas in the neck, in the hands, the stomach, kind of like a ragged doll feeling my body. Dropping, right now I'm feeling kind of going right and sitting in the belly and more. But this is what I'm describing, how affects a body, how really take over the body as much as is ready to. Because these knots and sin, they are resistance. And not my resistance, it's not that I am doing anything. They are just there. Until it's not. May form again, but who cares right now? So this is what the wonder of presence. The translation in Spanish is El Milagro de la Presencia, which is the miracle of presence. So here comes the word miracle again. Yeah, that's translated in that way. And in Spanish, miracle has a beautiful kind of wonder, wonderment, meaning that conveys, you know, we don't know really. Opens. Yeah. So from this, I can feel the ease and I can feel the energy everywhere. So, you know, we can begin to see when the mind begins to suggest, oh, I need to do something, I need to get better. I need to do this and that so I can get some place. You can see this movement of the mind, progressive, not wanting this, wanting that. So this is the work, to see that. Discovering. How keep us the mind if the identification is there and if we take all the suggestion as truth, there we go. As a roller coaster, up, down. Or maybe staying up for a while and then coming down. So being here, in this moment, it feels sufficient. I will end the talk here.